Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 153. Apple celebrates Veterans Day with fitness. And Activity Awards create your achievements into beautiful magnets. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple celebrating Veterans Day in the United States by earning a beautiful Apple Activity Challenge Fitness Award on Thursday, November 11th. We will tell you how you can participate in this noteworthy effort. As a veteran and retired military non-commissioned officer, this day is very special to me. My friends, father, and siblings have dedicated significant portions of their lives to the services. In the second half of the podcast, we will talk about the Company Activity Awards that offers physical representations of the digital fitness awards that Apple provides when Apple Watch owners meet their goals. This part you don't want to miss. I've created an Apple Activity Award box that is noteworthy. Let's first tell you about the Apple's Veterans Day event. Apple is planning to offer its next Apple Watch Activity Challenge on Thursday, November 11th, in honor of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday. Last year, Apple CEO Tim Cook said, quote, via Twitter, "We owe a debt of gratitude to our nation's heroes and their families, brave, selfless people who have sacrificed to build a brighter future for all. This Veterans Day, let us thank them for their service, honor their stories, and cherish their lessons," he finished. "I am pleased Mr. Cook and Apple will continue to honor veterans with this fitness award activity and in other ways." Apple has already said Apple Watch owners can earn the Veterans Day Award by doing any workout for 11 minutes or more on Thursday, November 11th. To earn this special award on November 11th, after you've worked out for 11 minutes, record your time in the workout app or any app that adds workouts to health. As with all Apple's activity challenges, the 2021 Veterans Day Challenge will be accompanied by an award that will be viewed in the fitness app and a series of animated stickers that can be used in messages. Apple has hosted a Veterans Day Activity Challenge for many years now, and the challenge is also often accompanied by other fitness content on their other platforms. I would anticipate Apple highlights in Apple Music, App Store, Apple TV app, Books app, and more. I appreciated Apple executives last year recognizing their employees who are veterans in a picture on their webpage giving the event significance. Let's now tell you how you can participate in Apple's fitness program and earn a beautiful memento of that special day. So get out this Veterans Day and do a hike, run, walk, or wheelchair workout and earn that Veterans Day award. I try to make these award days a special activity with family or friends. I hope you get out there and take part to show your enthusiasm. Let's now move on to the second half of this podcast. I've said for years that it would be great if there was a company that would make the award into artwork. Apple has certainly had the opportunity, yet they never seemed interested. Now there is such a company, Activity Awards. Activity Awards is a website that offers physical representations of the digital fitness awards that Apple provides when Apple Watch owners get when they meet their goals. The company, Activity Awards, is not affiliated with Apple. Who knows what Apple thinks about these fitness-inspired awards being made into a format that's making money for someone else than Apple. Having a physical representation of a workout achievement that's visible every day for me is inspirational and a reminder what has been accomplished. When researching for this podcast, this reason is precisely why the co-owners started the business. I'd invite you to take a look at my shadow box filled with my activity awards. I posted it at the Mac Minutes podcast host site at macminutes.blubrry.net. I'm glad that this product is being made available to have a physical memento of a special day or accomplishment. I think the physical wards have the potential to be a nice gift for someone who has put a lot of effort into working out with the Apple Watch, or even a self-gift for those who want to be reminded of what they can achieve. I think these awards that I've earned will be something special. I'll gaze at times and think about the special time I shared. I often read stories on the internet from people who have been motivated to get fit thanks to the Apple Watch, and working out and keeping up with the routine can be a lot of work. These awards can be a little reminder on your desk to get out and get some physical activity. Available in the form of magnets, the activity awards are designed to look like the in-app awards that can be earned through the fitness app. Each magnet is modeled after a different award, with the Activity Awards site offering all kinds of options. The website is activityawards.com, and I've put it on the Mac Minutes homepage. When you go to the site, you'll see past awards for Earth Day and Heart Health Awards, which are special medals for me. I'm sure we each have our special day throughout the year or an achievement we've accomplished. The magnets are nominally priced from $10 to $14 U.S., and currently orders over $50 receive free shipping. The company does want to make it clear that the pins are not coming from Apple and are not designed by Apple and are supplementary and complementary to the Apple Watch. I think if I was Apple and wasn't interested in getting into these physical products, it's great for a company to perpetuate their fitness and health programs in an honorable way. You can be certain I'll be ordering the 2021 Veterans Day Fitness Award as soon as that becomes available. If you have a question or comment for me, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. You can also listen to the podcast easily by just asking the Amazon A-Lady to play the Mac Minutes podcast. Most episodes last 10 minutes. That's it. I urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. The Mac Minutes Facebook group members will be participating in a discussion with renowned Apple tutorial expert Dan Wasink on November 10th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. You can get the Zoom conference link at our Facebook group page or at the Alaskan Apple Users Group webpage at akappleug.com. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to talking with you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Please share the podcast and leave a comment about the podcast. It lets our host know you appreciate the programming. Be safe, be nice, and have a great day. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.